Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Steve Hammond. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The catcher, John Wathan. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dave Frost. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The center fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Jerry Turner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington bunts in front of the plate. Parrish picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Parrish. Washington moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner takes first base on ball four. Parrish moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Turner moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins strikes out. Two outs. Steve Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Greg Pryor now playing third base. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball four. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then strikes out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Turner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pryor moves to third. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins takes first base on ball four. McRae moves to second. Steve Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond is 0-for-1 in the game. Hammond hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. a 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from way then and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Tigers. Bill Castro now pitching. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by way then for a passed ball. Parrish moves to third. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Turner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0-for-1 in the game. Wathen strikes out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lemon strikes out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-2 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Underwood now pitching. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Akins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops it up and throws to first, with Castro covering, for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond is 0 for 2 in the game. Hammond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hammond for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. Way then hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Turner hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pryor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Pryor reaches second base with a double. Washington goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Tigers. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Underwood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 3 in the game. Leach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brookins strikes out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Trammell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-1, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitaker moves to third. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 10-1, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 4 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Herndon moves to second. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Turner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herndon moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Akins strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Martin pinch hits for Steve Hammond. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. White reaches second base with a double. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0 for 3 in the game. Wathen hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.